last couple seconds there. Vasi makes the save. I mean, literally game-saving goal there. Our game-saving stops.
Yeah, that's why he's the best goalie in the world. Make stops like that for us. Obviously, it wasn't perfect on our end. A little bit of a breakdown, but when you got a goalie like that in net, no surprise there.
You were the first intermission tied, and then you come out and score three in the second period. What kind of change for you guys going into that second?
Yeah, I'm not too sure. I think obviously there was a few plays made. Just kind of stuck to our game. I didn't think we got frustrated or tried to change anything. I think we just stuck with what we know, and we were able to find the back of the net a few times.
You, Killer, and Cirelli were kind of that shutdown line last year in the playoffs. You get back with them a little bit tonight. Did you feel like you can kind of pick up on that familiarity, or is it just go out there and play your game? And
yeah, for sure. I think we all play a little bit similar together. We played each other a big role in the playoffs last year, so I think we're comfortable with each other, and we know how each other play. So it's not pretty at times, but we find a way. We get pucks behind them. We work as hard as we can, and hopefully the good things happen.
It's kind of an example of that one on your goal with Killer, beating those two defenders there and giving you the puck.
Yeah, exactly. I think, obviously, Killer, hell of a play. Using his big body, protecting the puck, brings two guys to him, finds me in the slot. I mean, it wasn't a crazy breakout pass to an unbelievable goal. It was a chip, hard work by Killer, and he was able to find me.
What was it like being on the side there? Stammer gets 499. It's hard not to. You know, you hear the fans chanting. I mean, it's hard to just, like, kind of ignore that even as his teammate.
Yeah, of course. Obviously, you want it so bad for him. That's a huge milestone, a huge thing everyone wants to be a part of. Home ice, I mean, of course, everyone's going to try and get him the puck at the end of the game. It's just the way it goes, but we came out with 2 points, so that doesn't matter, and he's going to get it in no time anyways.
You guys are going on the road now. Is there obviously been a lot better at home, or are there any things you kind of point to that you need to feel you need to do better on the road, and obviously a long trip coming here?
Yeah, I think it just comes down to we got to be better on the road. 500 isn't good enough on the road. We need to be better than that. We're taking care of home ice, but when it comes to the road, that's when how good teams move up to get home ice and certain things like that when it comes to playoffs.
What kind of challenge will this road trip be for this team? What will it tell you about yourselves?
It's going to show a lot of how we can come together as a group and be a better team on the road. I think something we need to focus on, something we need to be better at. I think we all know that, so the task is in our hands now, and we got to go out and do it.
Is that something you've talked about?
Yeah, I think so. I think, obviously, we all know how big road games are, especially when you go for five. You want to come home with more points than you do games, and we haven't done a great job with that this year, so I think we all know what we need to do. I don't think there's too much talking needed to be done. I think everyone knows what our record is on the road and what it is at home, and we just got to simply be better.
Thanks.